Taste of Nashville, brought to you by Omni Nashville and Lionel Trains, with Devin O'Day and John Dwyer, and their guests, Nathan Graham, Chris Golden, Alvarado Roadshow, and Kayla Watts.
Welcome in, everybody. I'm Devin O'Day.
I'm John Dwyer. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Taste of Nashville. We're at the Omni Hotel, and spring is in the air.
I know. Look how dapper you look wearing
pink. Not
too
bad. I just am sucking it in a little bit, but my wife said, you should wear that. And I said, okay, I can do that. Can I get away with that?
You definitely.
Pink?
You definitely.
I'm always wearing pink. You can get away with that. I'm like, okay.
You can, but it looks fantastic.
Well, thank you. You too.
Springtime, we've got all things spring. We've got an early Easter this year. We've got St. Patrick's Day. The Music City Irish Fest will be in full bloom.
Are you Irish at all? Do you have any Irish lineage?
I'm so Irish, yes.
You can't be. You went to Ireland, within the last calendar year.
I did.
You're kind of a big deal. Oh, did you enjoy it? Did you kiss the Barney Stone?
Oh, heck
you
no.
You had to.
No, I did not have to.
All right. Okay.
I did not kiss the Blarney Stone. I did not do it. It was too scary. I have claustrophobia. The steps are like this wide to go up.
Well,
and I'm going,
there's no sanitizer. I mean,
Look, I wanted to kiss an Irishman, not the Blarney Stone. And I'll never tell.
No. Well, I love the fact that we have, we're not discriminating, okay? We have the Easter, we have this. And we also have a train set here. Somebody is obsessed with Lionel Trains, and we're going to have an expert talk about that. So I think we got it all covered.
I know. There's a Lionel Trains store in Opry Mills Mall. We're going to find out all about it next with the general manager. And it's not just trains. What else is there? You got to wait and watch and find out. Stay tuned. This is Taste of Nashville, live from the Omni Hotel, Nashville.
Welcome to the Omni Nashville Hotel, urban elegance with a vintage touch. Our 800-room hotel opened up in the fall of 2013 with 746 guest rooms and 54 suites.
Step into the Lionel Retail Store at Opry Mills Nashville and you'll be captivated by all the magic of the 124-year history of Lionel Trains. Whether you're already a train enthusiast or just getting started, Lionel will energize your love for trains. NASCAR fan? Come check out your local Lionel station to learn all there is to know about model trains and die-cast NASCAR collectibles. Visit LionelNashville.com or call 615-455-9399.
We thrive under the lights. A city of performers. Putting on one heck of a show. Headlining night after night. Welcome to Smashville.
Joseph Burgoyne, Chef Tornade of the Omni Nashville Hotel. Come see us at Kitchen Notes.
Choo-choo!
Choo-choo!
See? It answered us. It heard us.
On cue. That is a Lionel train set going around. If you hear the hum behind us, it's our kind of favorite train because it is moving. It is not slowing down, it is not stopping, and it's not holding up traffic. So this is our kind of train.
It is our kind of train,
Nashville.
Definitely. And we have Nathan Graham, the general manager from Opry Mills, the store that has all the Lionel trains that you can shake a stick at. Nathan, this is bigger than what I thought a train would be, a model train. I mean, this is like big size.
Oh, absolutely. O scale is 148 scales.
Wow.
Now, my father, who's 92 years young, I have memories of him collecting trains. He collected pieces that were like this big. Do you recall that, or do you still do that kind of thing? I mean, these were...
So it's mostly G-scale or standard
G-scale.
Gauge. Probably standard gauge in your case.
Dad always went big or went home, so I suspect that that's what he did.
Most likely.
That would be valuable now, right?
Yes.
Something like that? Like,
oh, yes.
89, probably 80 years old?
It varies. It just depends on what it is.
That darn estate sale. Thanks, Dad.
Now, this looks like our Nashville train. A little bit like our Nashville
train.
Similar
to the Star?
Yeah.
It's very similar, the passenger cars especially.
Yeah.
They're very similar to Superliners.
People don't even realize we do have a passenger train in Nashville that takes us from Nashville and to Watertown, all the way out to Watertown and back, you know.
Mount Juliet, stops
there. Donelson, in that direction, goes east of town. So if you love trains, and there are people now that have whole rooms devoted to Lionel trains. I mean, whole rooms.
Absolutely. I'm one of them.
What?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, how many do you have a lot of different kinds of trains?
Most of mine are Lionel, but I do have plenty of other trains.
What are some of the fun accessories? Because I see you've built a town here. Is this after anything in particular, Alan? I don't know if this is, because there's not a lot of traffic, which is, again, wonderful.
This is
not really representing where we are.
Absolutely.
But are these generic? Is this a certain town, or can you get replicas of...
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you can get any manner of buildings and do a town any way you want to.
Wow.
But this particular setup right here is one of the Lionville setups.
What are the more popular kind of accessories? Where do you start?
It's coal towers. The sky is the limit with this stuff. You think about it, somebody makes it somewhere.
There are so many kids right now that mom and dad are saying, oh, we've got to do this experience. We've got to do that experience. When staying home and starting a train hobby with your children, boys or girls, it's equal opportunity. The time spent with a train and your kids, that's priceless, isn't it?
Absolutely. I have a son of my own and we enjoy them together.
No kidding.
Yes.
No kidding. So now we're going to move from trains, because trains are not all that you have at Lionel.
No.
NASCAR is a big deal for you.
Absolutely.
Guys, too.
We are the official diecast of NASCAR.
But now, when you speak of diecast, that is... A number of different scales, right? I mean,
So we sell 124 scale and then 64 scale. 64 scale is more closer to a Hot Wheels size car, and they are all NASCAR. They have everything from old to new. We have late models. We've got Dale Earnhardt, Richard Petty, Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott.
And when you say diecast, I mean that's just the collectible cars that you have like that. Is there a big resale market for those? I mean, when you collect them and then people...
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Because my mom always said, well, if you're going to buy something that's a collectible, you know, is it going to...
How are those soup spoons working for you? Are they...
Shut up. The Beanie Babies craze.
Beanie Baby. But you were so close to nailing that.
I know, it was Beanie Babies. But I will say that you don't lose money when you're talking about the diecast.
Oh, absolutely not. Not with the trains as well.
So if you're looking for a collectible that you can pass down that will become a legacy thing for you, your kids, and your family, that legacy thing is definitely from Lionel.
Absolutely.
Oh, I love it. Now, you think of them at Christmas time. What are your hours there in Opry Mills?
So we're open from 8 to 9 during Christmas time.
That's healthy. And you don't have to go in there and go, look, I only have... You know, X amount. Here's my budget. I need a starter set. So this is something where you can start.
Absolutely.
And then, save up your allowance, young man or woman, and in March come back and get another piece. Right? Is that
how you
try to hook them?
Right? A little bit.
Yeah, that's the serum. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who got you started?
My grandfather.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. Yeah, he got me started back when I was 1 or 2 years old. He started bringing me around steam locomotives immediately.
Yeah, do you start with a locomotive? I mean, you don't start with the caboose, right? I mean, you got to start with the engine.
Oh, yes.
And then what are some of the fun, like kind of the cooler, like is it a passenger car with a dining thing? Is it a is it? What is it? What would be some of the cool add-ons?
Well, for this set in particular, you'd want to add a dome car and then a diner car.
Yeah, so they don't have that.
We do. They don't have that on the show right now, but we do have those.
Alan, step up, please. Come on, man. Come on.
For all ages, and you say like you were just a toddler and your grandfather started this. Mm-hmm. Did you ever think that this would become your career?
No, I did not.
You get paid to do this, dog.
I know.
Do you understand that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, that's just...
That rings true. When I walk into the store in the mornings and I unlock that door, I'm like, wow, I'm the manager of a Lionel Train store.
You do that. So what's the Honus Wagner baseball card? What's the one, like, the vintage, man, if you could have this in your... Maybe it's a resale. I don't know.
1934 700EX. It's a Hudson locomotive that we used to make.
Okay. Well, hopefully your wife or your significant are watching and they can get you something.
Take notes.
Yeah, take notes.
See, and that lets you know who is at the Lionel Train store because you got an expert who can tell you, okay, if you invest here or if you're looking for here or I've got a question, maybe you have some old pieces that you've inherited. If you have a question about Lionel, you go to the Lionel Train store in Opry Mills Mall. Thank you so much, Nathan, for being with us.
Thanks for joining us. This is exciting. This is good. It's nice to be a kid and play with toys and stuff like that. We can do that, right? There's worse addictions. I really think so.
I think you're exactly right. I experienced all of those. So we'll be back. This is Taste of Nashville.
Shocking.
Racing season is underway, and the Lionel Racing Retail Store at Opry Mills Nashville has a die-cast car for every fan, from classic cup cars to recent checkered flag winners. So make plans to make your next pit stop at the Lionel Store in Opry Mills Nashville and drive away with a collectible die-cast car from your favorite driver. Lionel Racing is the official die-cast car of NASCAR, the choice of champions. Visit LionelNashville.com or call 615-455-9399.
Welcome to the Omni Nashville Hotel. Urban elegance with a vintage touch. Our 800-room hotel opened up in the fall of 2013 with 746 guest rooms and 54 suites.
We thrive under the lights. A city of performers. Putting on one heck of a show. Headlining night after night. Welcome to Smashville.
At the Omni Nashville Hotel. Come see us at the Makara Spa.
Welcome back to Taste of Nashville with Tennessee Radio Hall of Famer Devin O'Day. I'm John Dwyer. Thanks for joining us. And another fantastic guest booked. Good guy. I wish he'd talk like before the show and kind of, he just stayed in his corner. Did you notice that? He's just not real introvert. What a cool guy.
I know. He's like my brother. I am sister golden hair to the golden family. I am that. I said, I don't remember my life without a golden in it. Chris Golden is with us, part of the William Lee Golden and the Goldens family.
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Yeah, but we go way back. Just, you know, you co-hosted with me on WSM many, many times, and when I got to go and lead praise and worship at a church in Michigan, the first person I called, I said, if I'm going to go, I'm taking Chris with me, because Chris is so musical and so good at what he does.
And you know, the great part about it is it was a women's event, and I was the only guy there.
That was part of the contract, wasn't
hey, now.
It? If it's women's only, I'm in, Devin, but you know.
Well, they're already dressed for it. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it.
Oh, that's okay.
Anyway, Chris, you have been keeping the roads hot with your family band recently, and you just finished, you just came off like three shows in a row.
Yeah.
You've been all over, played.
That don't sound like too many, three in a row. We had a busy weekend.
I'm saying you showed up after, I thank you for showing up, because most people, they do a whole full weekend and then they take a, you know, time to just kind of rest. Yeah. And you did not. You came in, and so thank you for doing this show.
Well, every invitation's an answer to a prayer, so I appreciate it. So you might have the bus eyes here.
Well, we appreciate you being here. Tell me a little bit about what it's like to get back on the road with the family again.
You know, it was it's something. My dad was gone most of my childhood. They were doing 200 days a year on the road with the Oak Ridge Boys, and there was he joined when I was a small boy, and it's something that always came easy for me because I got it on both sides of my family. And a lot of people, you know, I don't know if mechanics' sons have as tough a time being a mechanic, or, you know, home builders. You'll see, you know, Johnson and Sons, or all these different, you know, kind of businesses that have the family, keeps the family business going, farmers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But music, sometimes it can be a little bit tougher road to hoe, doing the musical thing, but it's something that always came easy and natural for us, my brother and I.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got it on both sides of the family. My mama's side was real talented, but, you know, Dad was always gone, so there was a period of time where, you know, we all did this back in the 80s and mid-90s, through the mid-90s, before he kind of went back with the Oak Ridge Boys. And during the pandemic, we got together to keep our chops up. They deemed music non-essential, so we were all basically sent home, and music is like air and water to our family, so we got to have that. It is essential. Mm-hmm. So we got together, started singing around the piano to keep our chops up, and we wound up going in the recording studio and recording three albums together. We did a gospel album, a classic country one, and one a little more country rock, of songs that influenced us a lot, mostly just old cover stuff that we had fun singing, and we've been going out and playing and singing. So we have three generations out there. My son was home from Rhode Island this weekend, and he went out, caught the bus, and went out with us. We actually did the Huckabee Show Friday night, and then we did we were in Hattiesburg, Mississippi Saturday night, and we did two shows right outside of Ocala, Florida on Sunday. So got home yesterday. And anyway, we're it's been kind of keeping the trail hot. But as far as like being with Dad, it's like we're finally getting to take that. I wound up doing the exact same thing my dad did. I went on the road when my kids were little.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of knew that whole deal, and that's what Dad does for a living. But whenever I was home, I always tried to just be home. And now that we're out doing that three-generation thing, it's kind of like we're taking that family vacation we never got to take, you know?
Oh, I love it.
You play it down as if playing on the road, as it's all, you know, loaves and fishes. You got the three generations. The road can beat you up. And this profession can beat you up. And
then look at me.
Contrary, you look and you have the energy of a 30-year-old. And I'm just wondering what's your secret?
Because I'm a 30-year-old.
You know,
I'm kidding.
Wouldn't card you if I had
twice
a bomb. Sorry. You've got this zest. I'm just what's the secret there?
Well, I think it's because they call it playing music, you know. We still get to play.
Touché.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like the fun. That's fun. Okay.
Was it you or was it your brother Rusty who told me the story of you walking into a concert with your dad, William Lee Golden, and everybody, I think we were there to see Aerosmith or somebody like that, but you walked in and then your dad got like a round of applause when he walked in? Is that just to sit in the audience?
Yeah, that's happened. Some, you know, Dad always took us to. We grew up around the gospel music world.
Mm-hmm.
They were gospel group till I was in high school,
mm-hmm.
before they went country. And but we always went to rock and roll concerts. Dad, I remember, you know, he taking us to see Kansas at the War Memorial Auditorium and all these places that we used to go see the gospel concerts. We would go back to them to go to rock concerts and stuff. So. Yeah, he used to take us. That was one of our little. That was our field trips. It'd be like, you know, study. You know, like, let's watch these guys and look at the light show and look at the, you know, the set list and how they conduct everything. And we were kind of, it was more of a learning experience for all of us. We were mostly field tripping, you know.
You brought it all home in the concerts that we see. And Chris Golden is actually out on the road playing churches and places all over the country as well. You've got the solo thing and the group thing.
I do. And, you know, all of us have something else going on. Dad's still with the Oaks. They're on their farewell tour. I'm doing a solo thing. My brother's still writing songs. My kids, Elijah's at Brown University in Rhode Island. Elizabeth's living her best life down at Disney in Florida. She's a professional princess and doing that. And
she's a professional princess. You got
but
that.
Anyway, she's friends with the princesses. That's what I was supposed to say. She's friends with them. Oh. But, well, you know, we should have called ourselves, instead of the Goldens, we could drop the G. We could have either dropped the G and called ourselves the Oldens.
No.
Or we should have called ourselves the Side Hustlers, because that's basically, this is just a side hustle for all of us, you know.
Well, let's play the real hustle. You have got a first and foremost, you've got the sweetest voice ever, and you know, that's you're sweet. Just one of my favorites, and I've always been a fan. Would you play something for our springtime show?
Devin has always taken strays in. That's why she's always liked the Goldens. That's why she likes the Goldens.
Why I'm here.
We've been like a bunch of old stray. You know, you feed an old stray dog and they're going to keep coming back, Devin. This is a gospel song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this may be for Easter. I see your Easter eggs there, so I didn't know what I was going to sing, but I'll sing this one. God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He bled and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives, because he lives, I can face tomorrow, because he lives, all fear is gone, because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. My life is worth the living just because he lives.
That is velvet, velvet, velvet. That is good stuff. Quick Kansas story, 30 seconds. I'm at head coach Jeff Fisher's farm years ago. He's having a get-together after a cookout or something like this after a golf tournament. And he had a bunch of people at back in the farm, and he had about 100 people, some barbecue and a band. And the band starts up, and I said, Coach, that's a really good cover band. That sounds a lot like Kansas. And he says, it is Kansas. He had the members of Kansas, who, of course, everybody lives here, right? And I don't know the names, but I went, okay, that's Nashville for you.
That's wow. Very
that
Nashville.
Kansas. So anyway, my little Kansas.
I can remember Dad taking me to see Kansas. They had just, had Carry On Wayward Son.
Oh, yeah.
It was hot on the radio, and I was probably about 13 maybe, and Dad took me to see it. It's the first time I ever smelled the devil's lettuce.
I wonder what he's talking about. Do tell.
And on that note, happy Easter.
Happy Easter. It's spring.
Thank you, Chris.
Spring green.
We will be back in just a moment with more Taste of Nashville and that other lettuce when we come back.
Yes.
Thank you.
at Bongo Java. Come see us at the Omni Nashville.
Racing season is underway, and the Lionel Racing Retail Store at Opry Mills Nashville has a die-cast car for every fan, from classic cup cars to recent checkered flag winners. So make plans to make your next pit stop at the Lionel Store in Opry Mills Nashville and drive away with a collectible die-cast car from your favorite driver. Lionel Racing is the official die-cast car of NASCAR, the choice of champions. Visit LionelNashville.com or call 615-455-9399.
I'm Brooke Kenna at the Nashville Omni Hotel. Come see us at 5 and 10.
We're back at Kitchen Notes. John Dwyer along with Devin O'Day. Taste of Nashville. The music rolls on as we celebrate spring. The Easter eggs, the St. Patrick's hats, the trains, the pollen in the air, everything, you know. You were just talking about things, and I'm not musically inclined, and I mean, I almost flunked for quarter in fourth grade, so that's about all I got. But what happens when the weather changes with instruments? Is there something that, I mean, do they go out of tune? I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's hard to keep stringed instruments go out of tune when you go from hot to cold, cold to hot. It could be hot outside and go into air-conditioned building. You got to let them kind of get acclimated where you are. And it's hard to keep them in tune at certain things, but we have some people who can definitely keep them in tune.
Man, do they sound good
in
our really hectic, very intense rehearsal that we had for the 4 hours before we did the show. It's amazing.
Yeah.
The show prep, you would not believe
it's
what
amazing.
We do. But boy, they sound good.
Alvarado, not Alvarado, Alvarado Roadshow, and I love them. Cleve and AJ Clark, our Alvarado Roadshow. Welcome.
So good to be here.
Good to see you.
Good to have you guys.
Yeah. So good to be here. And I love it that you actually did the correction before you finished the name, because that is so mixed up all the time. I remember one time we were doing a show. We were live on FX. It was a NASCAR thing, and we were pumping this guy over and over and over with the correct pronunciation.
Alvarado. Alvarado.
And when he stepped up to the mic, he said Alvarado. And we went, oh.
He had one job.
He had one job, and he blew it. No.
But it's specific to where you're from.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Alvarado,
yeah.
Texas. Yeah.
It's a little suburb town right outside of Fort Worth, Texas.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which there are a few of those little suburb towns outside of Fort Worth, Texas.
Actually, now Alvarado, some of where we lived, has been annexed, and it's actually now Fort Worth, some of it is. So.
And that happens. That happens. Well, it's just like I'm from Louisiana. We're just south of El Dorado, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm kind of familiar with that. But you guys, not only are you singer-songwriters, mm-hmm. and you're out making your living doing that, and you will preach a little bit.
What are you talking about?
I loved it because they performed at their kitchen table all during 2020, and they blessed my heart so much. I said I had to learn how to use Venmo and all that other stuff just because I was so blessed by them. I had to download the Cash App for them. You know?
And we thank you for that $20.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Well, during 2020, that was hard. It was such good music, and you just sat at your kitchen table, and you always had this beautiful song that you Give Me Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was,
Give Me Jesus.
That was something that you did. But you really are in country music. But then you decided to move the whole family from Texas to here.
Yes.
We did. We've actually been here 19 years. But when we moved four families, and we did it like
the
crazy
Beverly Hillbillies. That's exactly what it looked like.
If there was a hole, you stuck something in it. And we moved. We did it all at once, all of us together. And I think there's still boxes that we haven't sorted that
You know, because it's like if you can live without it for so long, you don't really need it.
Right.
So it's like, forget it.
Well, he's joking about that, but it wasn't long ago that I finally went through a little bit of storage that I had left over, and I just pushed it out, and we did a big garage sale. I took the family on vacation, so there you go.
Just come by it. We don't even care.
What was that family dynamic like to move four, and we're all in agreement, or what was that? Was it a cold dinner supper? You know, you just like people not talking.
We had always been traveling. We traveled for 7 years back and forth, trying to do something in music, and we grew up in music, but we were trying to step to the next step.
Right? Yeah.
And we were sleeping on couches and doing the typical thing,
wearing friends out, you know.
And when we went home, we have a sister between us, and she had a child, and we were away, and it broke our heart. We heard her crying over the phone. We went straight to her house, and when we walked through the door, she handed us that baby and said, "We're all moving. You need to be there, and we're going to be together." And that was it. I mean, that was really the decision made.
So we bought a piece of property together and built homes on that property.
And there's four homes, right?
There's four homes. We built them ourselves, and early on in our career, when music wasn't making us any money, we took side jobs and different things, and we knew enough about it to get ourselves in trouble. Then we committed to build our own homes, and we were in trouble then. We took out we took out our permits on the same day for all four houses.
And not realizing that was on one timeline, all four.
So we had to finish all four of these homes on the same timeline. And it was, and we never stopped touring. We never stopped traveling.
On the road.
We never, all of our deals. So we somehow. Well, I'll tell you how we were. It was a miracle. God blessed us. He really did.
Well, you can see part of that miracle on their amazing web streaming show called My Brother Cleve, and it is to watch. And then you added another element, farming.
Yes.
Because y'all were not farmers in Texas.
No, we were not.
We always had dreams of it because we grew up in the suburb or in the city. And
we played a million rodeos, buckouts, roping.
I've been around a cow, therefore I know all. I'm there. I'm guilty.
But
it's different when you are around it, but then when you're participating, you realize how much you really don't know at all.
Yeah. So you decided to do it.
We're doing it.
Right. Good. We always wanted to. We didn't have the land or the means to do it.
Yeah.
And when COVID hit, it put us at home.
Yep.
And we went to work on things that needed to be caught up. And AJ brought home, was it three?
It was three.
He brought home three junk cows. It's what we call them now.
Oh, they were
for $300 for all three. He went and bought them for all three. So you can imagine what these cows look like.
One of them was born like cut.
They were pretty scared.
Then you borrowed a bull.
We borrowed a bull. And he ran away.
We put them on grass, and they started looking good. You know, we sold, we bought. Now we worked our way up till we own a registered herd called South Pole. They're out of Alabama. And so we're registering. We've got a registered herd, and we breed and we sell heifers and bulls, you know, on the ranch also.
Yeah. It really is funny the stuff that can happen. And you got a donkey recently. Linda?
Linda the donkey, yeah.
And the crazy part about it is we named her Linda because we thought she's got attitude and all this. And then our neighbor, which we didn't know very well, came over and says, "Why did you name her after me?" And I went,
we don't always call you a donkey. So,
let's be really nice. Yeah. Okay. They may be watching. Right?
That's right. Yeah.
We love you, Linda. I have a chicken named Linda, too, and I didn't name the chicken after you. Yes, I have a chicken.
How long have you had the chicken named Linda?
About 3 years now.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you beat us to Linda then.
She's a Lavender Orpington, and she doesn't lay anymore, but she controls everything.
Yeah.
Well, we named Linda we went to Nassau, Bahamas, and there was a lady at the straw market, and she was really, really nice. Our whole family fell in love with this lady. And when we come home, we said, "Let's name her after her." So we named our donkey Linda as a compliment.
Not sure Linda's buying that, but
whatever. Just stop.
You guys sound great.
We want to hear you.
Thank you
so much.
All right. I brought gifts real fast.
Okay.
Check it out. Okay. So I brought you guys both of my brother's
yeah.
sleeve hat.
Oh, that's
see,
right.
And you can find these through their YouTube channel.
That's right. And then I brought some our new record on
yeah,
CD
these are...
and USB, both.
What?
For you guys.
Look at you.
Yes.
This is a new way of doing the yes, USBs.
Yeah. Yes.
Isn't that the coolest
yeah,
thing ever?
Trust me, they're not cassettes.
They're not.
Like it, but they're
I
not.
Don't need a pencil to thread them back or anything like that.
I brought you guys
half
a bunch
you people
of
have no idea
swag.
What I'm saying. All the young
we
people
got,
are going,
got,
I don't know what I'm talking does. About. Okay. Well,
got,
this is major swag.
Yeah.
Look at
this.
Yeah,
this is real.
This is not amateur hour.
No, we're not playing around, man.
The 4C Ranch.
That's right.
See, I'm so all up about this. I'm
That's
so
right.
about this.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. Alvarado Absolutely. Roadshow.
Y'all don't have to play. This is good. We're good yeah. now, right? No, I'm just kidding.
No, we got to hear the brother sibling harmonies, and that's what they are known for. Alvarado Roadshow, everybody.
With each breath I breathe, with each step I take all of my love, oh, take all me. When the cold winds blow and the storm rolls in, I'll be standing with you, together in the
so much. I love those sibling harmonies. Real quick, would you do like a little verse and chorus or the chorus of Give Me Jesus? That because
yeah.
they ended every show with this and I just loved it.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me give me Jesus, you can have all this world, you can have all this world, you can have all this world, give me Jesus.
That got me through 2020. Right. I'm going to tell you, got me through. Alvarado Roadshow. Follow my brother Cleve on YouTube. Subscribe and get all the stuff.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Stay with it. Hey, real quickly, I will take you back. We were talking about, paths cross and things happen through the years, and you may or may not even remember this.
But
early on our career, we had just landed. We had had some deals in the past, but trying to make it to that next step. Back when we were sleeping on those couches, you picked up. And I don't really even know how you got a song of ours, but you picked up a song of ours, started playing it, and it rejuvenated some things, and it was so early that we didn't even know what to do with it, but it changed things, and a big thank you, and we don't forget that, you know.
Well,
I know you probably don't even remember it because you've done that so for so many careers, you know.
Well, I loved you from the you hear them sing.
Well, you still got it, first of all, and you're prolific as ever, and you've got different businesses, and no, it's fantastic. And your story about Devin is replicated over and over, and she has no idea the impact she's had on people's careers, and you're so kind to even mention that story.
I appreciate that. And with that, we're going to say a hi to Mama C, who's probably sitting back at the farm, who's answering the phone if you call Alvarado.
And Linda.
And Linda.
And Linda.
And hi, Linda. It's all about family, and that's what we are here at Taste of Nashville and the Omni. That's become our home away from home once a month as we do these shows, and we're grateful for Lionel Trains being our new part of our family, and we're going to be meeting part of the Omni's family. Kayla Wass will be with us, and she's got all sorts of news. She's finals in a very cool talent contest, and we'll tell you all about that. And she works right here at the Omni. Stick around.
At the Omni Nashville Hotel. Come see us at Barline.
Step into the Lionel Retail Store at Opry Mills Nashville, and you'll be captivated by all the magic of the 124-year history of Lionel Trains. Whether you're already a train enthusiast or just getting started, Lionel will energize your love for trains. NASCAR fan? Come check out your local Lionel station to learn all there is to know about model trains and diecast NASCAR collectibles. Visit LionelNashville.com or call 615-455-9399.
We thrive under the lights. A city of performers. Putting on one heck of a show. Headlining night after night. Welcome to Smashville.
Bellman and Omni Hotel. Please come and see us.
It's our Taste of Spring, Taste of Nashville show. It's the time in Middle Tennessee when you think of mud at your farm. What are you talking about?
It's mud season at the farm.
It's power. I can't wait to power wash the whole darn back. I mean, that good stuff. We'll get through it. We're fine. But this show uplifts, and we've had some great musical guests.
Yeah.
And it's live. It's good. It's live stuff. And
it is.
And we continue to keep it going.
I know. I tell you what, when you hear pure country voices like our next guest, I mean, it's just, and I always say, when you're in Nashville and someone takes your order, when someone changes the oil in your car, when someone is fixing the computer in your house, chances are they just might be in the music industry. And so never, ever discount who you are doing business with, because when they say, you know, you might want to hear me. The guy that brought me hay, for instance, he brought hay, said, would you listen to my CD? And he was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Every week we get to meet and see this next young lady. She is part of what we do here at the Omni. She is employed by the Omni, but she is also in the finals of a fantastic talent show with Center Stage Magazine. Miss Kayla Wass joins us, and she has the most incredible... You look fantastic, by the way.
Thank you. Thanks to your girls and their lashes.
Yes.
is that why didn't I get the lashes?
Genesis Career College. They are our glam squad for this show. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. Carrie and her team there. And we are so grateful that they are here. Since we last talked to you, I mean, I've been following you, stalking you maybe a little bit on social media, and okay, running into Patti Loveless.
That was like the moment of my life.
Because she doesn't live here, you guys. She doesn't live in Nashville. So when you ran into her, was it at the Opry?
No, that was my second time. She was at Barlines having dinner while out. She walked in while I was on break. Playing at Barlines, and I didn't know she was in there. It was the opening weekend of her feature at the Hall of Fame.
Oh, you.
And so she just was there with Emery, her husband, and they, while I was on break, snuck in, had some food, and I was playing my first song. I forgot some words. I looked over at the lady here right behind her, and I was like, sorry, I forgot the words, but that lady, Patty, was like, oh. Like, really kind of, like, I was like, oh, that lady's very excited. She's so sweet. She's incognito. She had glasses on, light makeup. Like, she did not dress like Patty. She was just a regular lady that day. And so I was like, okay. Well, she walked onto the stage in between songs. And anytime that happens, I think that it's probably somebody who's had a little to drink. So I don't always make eye contact. So she walked up to me and she goes, what's your name? And I said, oh, it's Kayla. It's on the board right behind you, so she could kind of see it. And she goes, what? Oh, well, I'm Patti Loveless. And the moment she said that in her voice, like shivers went down my spine. And I was like, no way, you absolutely are Patti Loveless. There was no mistaking it. And I was a total goof and I went, I love your music. Can I sing for you? Can I sing one of your songs for you? And she was like, I love that. So she was super nice, watched an hour and a half of my gig.
Wow.
And
that doesn't happen. Yeah.
I said, can I do one more, Miss Patti? And she goes, absolutely. So I did Nothing But the Wheel, which is my favorite song of hers. And so fast forward 2 months later, I see her at the Grand Ole Opry in the bathroom. We're washing her hands. And I said, oh, hey. And she goes, hello, as courtesy. Oh, hi, Kayla. Are you singing here tonight?
She remembered.
Whoa. She asked me if I was singing on the Opry.
That's a moment.
And I was like,
not yet.
I'm not, ma'am, but I sure hope to someday. Aww. She goes, I'm doing Nothing But the Wheel tonight, and looked at her fiddle player, and she said she did the most beautiful rendition of Nothing But the Wheel. And I was like, this moment may be the best moment of my life.
Yeah.
I love her. I'm not doing that song today, but...
Anyway, twist
someday I will.
Well, it's important that we say that, too. The Omni is a place where, you know, people always come to Nashville and they go, where can we see the stars? Well, the stars actually stay in the Omni often. I mean, in that weekend, I know Tanya was here. Tanya Tucker was here. Patty was here. Chris Christopherson. Okay, if I run into Chris Christopherson, I'll lose...
Yeah.
Yeah, everything. I lose my religion. I lose everything if I run into Chris. So there are those people that you run into here at the Omni.
I was playing in the lobby and I didn't realize it was him when he came down and I played Take the Ribbon from My Hair. And at the end, he walked over with his wife and she said, honey, that is your song now. No. I went, oh, because I said, I didn't realize that you were here, sir. I'm sorry. I just did your song. She goes, honey, that's your song now. I was just amazed. Everybody that has come through has just been so kind. So kind.
That's the thing about, you know, and working here, and there are a lot of opportunities for your music here. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about Center Stage Magazine and how you got into this. Because people look at talent competitions. They either love them or hate them.
Yeah.
What is your thought?
I've had some not great experiences with them. Country music has been a little less accepting of women that are not small in stature.
And I got
you. Previous times I have been told, honey, you should win this competition, but you won't because of the way that you look. So I went into this competition nervous about, are they going to discount me because I'm not a size 2? And the moment that I met Missy Lemon, I knew all that mattered was whether you were good, whether you had the talent, and if you picked the right songs and stuff. And so I have had nothing but fantastic moments with this Indie Country Showdown. That's what it's called. I won last week. Keith Burns from Trick Pony is one of the judges. You mentioned Joey Canyon from Canyon Star TV. He's one of the guest judges. And then Virginia Brick is also, and she's from CSAC, and she was wonderful. So I've had great experiences with this particular competition for sure. I just was told that Channel 5 wants to interview me. So little things have been certainly coming up from
this. That's great. Do you have to do original or do you do covers?
They said do what you want. Do an original if you have it and you think it would be good because, like, of course, Virginia being from CSAC, that's a writing company. They want to hear what you are like. And so I did. I did my original song, I Pour, which a couple of them told me, we think that's a hit. So that was really cool to hear because I've never had anybody so far tell me, because I haven't written much, that they think my song's a hit. So I haven't felt like a songwriter until that moment. So that was very cool.
Nice.
And then I also did Unchained Melody.
Oh, just picked one of the hardest songs ever to sing. I'm going.
It was my grandfather's song.
Oh, wow.
He loved it, so.
Yeah. I need pliers to do that song.
Pliers?
To hit that note. Anyway.
Where are you putting those pliers?
Would you sing for us?
Absolutely. I'm going to do one by my friend Jimmy Fortune.
When I see the sunrise, when I feel the wind blow across my face, when I hear the sound of children playing, I know it's all part of God's amazing grace. And I believe her hand as she closed her eyes to sleep. I felt the power of 10,000 angels take her soul away to be crowned at Jesus' feet. And I believe
ever been.
Mr. Jimmy Fortune. Yeah, whose first song he ever wrote was a song called Elizabeth for the Statler Brothers, of which he was a member. And it was his first song he ever wrote.
And I'm
Yeah.
That's a mic drop.
I believe what? one, two, and three that he wrote were number ones.
Yeah, like the first ones I go, really? You might have a career, Jimmy Fortune. Not only that, and you sing great, but you know what? You have the most pure country voice that I probably have heard in the last decade. It's just so beautiful. And I will say that the doors are opening for people to be who they are. Thank you, people like Priscilla Block, who have opened the doors for a lot of people. And so you just keep on singing, because that voice is the doorway for you, isn't it?
It's just fantastic. What's your 30-second backstory?
Well, I started music at 17. I was terrified.
Where'd you grow up?
To sing live in Maine.
Oh, okay.
In Maine, yeah.
The hotbed of country music.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
you wouldn't believe it actually is, though.
Really?
The music vibe is up there.
Like 85% of it is probably country, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I was terrified to sing in front of everybody, and kind of got forced to with a karaoke kind of night. Like, the group kept getting smaller, and then...
Forced to? You can't drag her off the
stage. Well, there was four of us up there, and then they just stopped singing. And so I was kind of forced to do it. They were like, we know she should probably be doing this. And so then I started doing cabaret, fell in love with it, did some jams. 17 years old, got into my first band, the Mainly Country Band. And then I did that for a year, and then became the Kayla Wass Band, and then moved here about 13 years ago.
Well,
where
can we see you?
Well, Thursday I'll be at Barline's. Well, this will take later, so you can find me at Barline.
Actually singing, not just hanging out at the bar.
No. I will be singing at Barline's. Also, March 14th is the finals for the Indie Country Showdown, and I'm super excited for it. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram. I'm doing TikTok now. I'm trying to get better at that.
I just love it. Well, the Omni has all sorts of talent. Anytime you come to any of the shows here at the Omni, not only that, I want to say I was walking in during lunchtime. It's a great place if you've got a business lunch or something, just to go and say, hey, look, let's just go valet park. It makes it really easy at the Omni Nashville. Kitchen Notes has some of the best food I've ever had. You know, they've got the upscale when you go to Bob's Steakhouse, and then they've got Bar Lines and the food there is incredible too. Everywhere you go, the food's good.
Yeah, and if you catch a good day, then of course you can have the windows open, and it's a great vibe.
Yeah,
it's really it. You talk about just kind of a people sing thing or listening to music. That it's kind of one of our personal faves to hang out there.
Yeah, Bar Lines.
Great place for a staycation. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you go, I can't really get off work to go take a week of travel somewhere. You will feel like you've had a week of travel just to come and just stay here at the Omni.
And we have an incentive program, Select Guest.
Oh, really?
Yes. If you enroll in Select Guest so many nights that you stay, you get free nights.
Even better.
Look at her value add right there. Nice. Well played.
Thank you.
Oh, well, this is a wrap on our show.
Yes, right. The spring edition. We always come up with the people behind it. They always come up with some cool stuff. We can take no credit for all the cool stuff that they do with us.
But Alan can. He's our train man, and Alan created our beautiful scene. He not only is an incredible producer, but he put together our beautiful train scene here from Lionel Trains, our brand new sponsor.
I think that's fantastic. So really good show. Well done, girl.
Thank you, Kayla Wass, and thank you to all the folks here at the Omni. And, of course, thank you guys for viewing, for following, subscribing, and sharing this show, because we try to celebrate. And this time we're celebrating Easter, the reason for this season. And thank you to all our musical guests that were on today, the Golden's Alvarado Roadshow, and, of course, Kayla Wass, and our friends from Lionel Trains. If you're going to stay somewhere, we recommend highly the Omni.
That's right. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next month.